Good morning, this is Marco with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, September 23rd. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn down 2.25 cents, November beans down 11.25 cents, and December wheat up 0.5 cent. Currently, we've got the dollar up 17 ticks, crude oil is down 30. Overnight, the bean oil gave back some of its gains, was down 45 ticks, the meal down another $1.80. Gold and silver a little bit lower here this morning. We might have some pre-hedging here on the close as we get into these harvest weekends. So my guess is the pros will be looking to sell a rally out here. You know, we had the rally up to 994 in the beans. I thought it was a little bit much considering how good these yield reports are. One report after another, well into the 60s and 70s, plenty into the high 70s and low 80s. There are a lot of beans out there. And I think, you know, we're trying to see how much rain everybody's getting and whether delays are going to be out there. We know northern Iowa, northeast Iowa, into Minnesota and Wisconsin got hit with an awful lot of rain here the last couple of days. Certainly going to slow things down. Chicago had some rain yesterday. We're looking at more rain maybe tonight here in Chicago. But, you know, anybody who doesn't think that we're going to get the beans harvested or the corn harvested, I think would be making a big mistake. Again, the corn, there's some spotty stories out there, but nothing that really detracts from the fact that we're going to have record or near record yields out here. So, you know, we're in the same place we've been really all week. It's a battle between the funds being short corn and wheat versus bigger crops. The funds are long beans against bigger crops. The weather's been putting a lot of guys in the camp that maybe we can rally this thing, but I just believe yield is going to trump weather for the time being. So the outside markets aren't helping. I would guess we'd be under some pressure here today as we see some pre-harvest activity out here. No export sales announced this morning. Again, we've had good export demand on the beans. Now the wheat, Egypt snubbed the U.S. and took all Russian wheat. With the Russian export taxes off the wheat, they got all the business out here. There is some talk that some of the Egyptian business tenders were out there and guys were actually going to make some offers out there because of the backing away from the zero tolerance levels of ergot and the wheat from Egypt. But all in all, you know, as we get into October here, it's going to be all about harvest pressure and logistics and where we're going to put this grain and, you know, how we're going to get rid of it out here. So that keeps me on the bearish side here. Unless the government can do something to turn this around, maybe mid-month with a crop report that's friendly so they can knock out some of these insurance payments, I don't see anything else here that's really all that bullish. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT Hedge.